Welcome, everybody. It's Tuesday Night Thoughts. It's that time of the week again. Time to get you guys inspired this week. Dr. Randy, you out there?
I am out here and ready to go.
Awesome. So what's going on, Doc?
Oh, well, you know, this is an unbelievably busy time of the year for us.
For sure. You don't tell me about that.
So many wonderful things. Such exciting things going on. I mean, we've been enrolling people. Doc's just stepping up left and right all over the country, you know, really taking advantage of some great promotions that we've had. I got to tell you that we enrolled our first doctor from Puerto Rico this week. So I'm real excited about that, Dr. Alejandro Osuna and his beautiful wife, Dr. Adriana. They are relatively young practitioners in their community, but they're, you know, knocking the socks off their area of Puerto Rico. And here's something really cool that he told me, or interesting. Anyway, I don't know if it's cool, but that there's so many chiropractors in his area of the island, and nobody's educating anybody. So he's so excited to be bringing Community Wellness Day Puerto Rico to his part of the island this year. So that's going to be really cool. We got our first event for the spring rolling out this weekend with Dr. Amitai Warab up in Ithaca. If any of you listeners are from that area, I encourage you to get out there and spend the afternoon with Dr. Amitai of Sea Change Chiropractic. And he's really been stepping up in such a big way, Matt. I mean, there's a young guy in practice, only like 3-4 months, and he pulled this whole event together all by himself and just doing an amazing job. He has met hundreds and hundreds of people in his community as a result of hosting this event. So I'm sure we'll get a little update from him next week on everything that took place from him. And I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret that happened today. Dr. Matt's always a little modest sometimes to tell you about all the things that happened with him. But Matt was actually bestowed the honor of becoming a honorary board member of the Environmental Protection Agency of Atlanta. And Diana Williams, who we work with there, was very proud to let him know that due to his ongoing commitment to bringing education to his community through his Community Wellness Day events and the other things that he does throughout the year, they just felt that it only fitting that, you know, someone really recognize what an important part of his community he is and what his event is and what it does for his town. So, Matt, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know I love you in this journey that we've embarked on, and I'm incredibly proud of you. And it's not only a big moment for you and for Community Wellness Day, but for those listening, there's a huge moment for chiropractic to have a chiropractor, you know, really given that kind of honor, and for everyone, you know, in that agency, so excited to work with Matt and all that he does. So congratulations, my friend. We're real proud of you.
Thank you so much. You know, it was really cool. And, you know, as every year goes by and every month go by that we work together, it's like we couldn't even write a book that would say as cool of things that happen every month. I mean, it's just really neat. And I appreciate your help and Dr. Randy and along this journey through education and community wellness here. And it's just so exciting to see that happen. I mean, I just when I hear them invite me to do that and that they're getting all these forms signed from the very top of the EPA, not just Georgia's EPA, but, you know, from the top, from the EPA to get this signed and get this set up and present me with this award. It was super exciting, and I love it because I can actually, it'll open just more doors for chiropractors all around the nation. And I actually spoke with her, and we're working on a model. We're working on a model that's worked for me and Dr. Randy in my town for so long here that we're just sort of duplicating that in other towns. And now I've got it set up so that when we sign up, the doctors that we have signed up and the doctors that are participating with Community Wellness Day now will be set up to actually have a shoe-in with their local EPA and the program that we're doing local, that we've been doing local here for the last 2 years, now will be a shoe-in and everybody can do it in their town. So super, super excited about that, just not only from local but national level. And it's always exciting stuff. My event's on the 24th. We're expecting, last year we had 3,500. We're expecting, you know, 4,000 or 5,000. It's amazing with what's going on here. We have the local power company, phone company, EPA. We've got so many people jumping on board now. Environmental companies, Shred-It, stuff like that. So I'm excited.
All good stuff.
Absolutely. So anything else for Dr. Randy?
No, I think, you know, just, you know, for all you that are listening, and, you know, we see a lot of the same names over and over again, and, you know, we're really, you know, excited about, you know, your commitment to what we're doing. You know, it's nice to see some of the same names on week after week, but now's the time to step up. So anyone that's interested, the towns are going fast. I can't even believe how hard I work sometimes. But it's all exciting, and it's great stuff. So if you're interested, you know, reach out for us. Just send me an email at info@communitywellnessday.com. We'll get together with you within 24 hours. We'll get you the info you need, and we'll get you on board and get you up and running, just like everybody, and get the success everybody else is having with us.
Well, we've got Georgia, New York, Georgia again, New England, Ohio, Florida, Ohio, California, New Hampshire, New York. So those are just a list of a few of them. We've got a ton on the line here. Just want to give a shout out to those guys. Doc, you ready to get started with our guest?
I just have to, because, you know, you have a tendency to tease me a lot. I just have to correct you on something. That's not New England. That's Nebraska.
New England, New Hampshire. I said New Hampshire.
You said New England, and it's
Omaha,
I did? Nebraska.
Oh, you got me on that.
Yeah.
My bad.
All right, just make a quick mention of our guest next week, Dr. David Shiner. You want to tell everyone what Dr. Shiner does?
You go ahead.
Dr. Shiner does a lot of things with education, with life. He's very connected to a lot of the things, Lyceum and Life Source that goes on down there. But he's also got this amazing book where he interviewed, was it 100 chiropractors? I forget how many it was. It was like 50 or 100, like, you know, and got insight from them. And, you know, a great read. Every chiropractor should read it. And he'll be on to share some of his insight and some information about what he does. So, you know, make sure you join us here next week for Dr. David.
Awesome. Good deal. Anything else, Dr. Randy, before I introduce Dr. Hoffman?
That's it. No, I know this is a special one for you. I know that he's partially responsible for you having the passion that you have.
Absolutely. You know, it's only been a few years since I was actually ready to get out and pull the cord on the parachute cord there and exit chiropractic, because I just wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't making money. I didn't know what I was doing. I was ready to quit. And like chiropractors out there, I've heard this story before. And I had the pleasure of starting up with a new coach, and he sort of led me in the right direction, and I ended up going and doing the whole total solution deal, and I met this awesome chiropractor, Dr. Steve Hoffman, that did a large part at Total Solution, and really I credit a large part of my success to his wisdom, knowledge, his consciousness, his leadership, his passion. That doesn't even touch the impact that he makes on chiropractors' lives, and so I'd have to say he's a speaker, he's a leader, he's a visionary, he's created his own technique. Dr. Steve, welcome. Dr. Steve Hoffman.
Well, thanks, Dr. Matt.
Well, thank you so much.
I love it when people say nice things about me. I'm humbled and honored to be here. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Well, Doc, while we get started, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit of how you became a chiropractor, a little bit about your story?
Well, you know, I'm kind of old, so if I tell you a little bit about my story, we'll take the whole hour, and I'll just have my childhood handled. So my story is I hurt myself. I went to a chiropractor. The chiropractor gave a stick figure explanation of how the brain communicates with the organs of the body, and if you interfere with the communication between the control centers of the brain and the tissue cells of the body, you produce a body that can't function the way it was designed to function. And ding, light bulb. And even though I went in for low back pain, I found that my migraine headaches went away, other health problems went away, breathing problems went away, and this chiropractor badgered me to give up my PhD studies at Michigan State and go to chiropractic college. And put in my time at Life College. I was in the 10th class to enroll and graduated in 1980. Went back to Michigan to work with my field doctor, which was a fabulous experience for me, and opened my office in the summer of 1981. And likely most of the people listening have no idea what it was like then, but it makes the economic crisis that this country's been through in the last 2 years look like nothing, because we had double-digit inflation, double-digit unemployment. I opened my office with a bank loan that I had a co-signer for, and the loan was for 21.5%. Many people in my town were unemployed. The first ad we put out for a staff person, we had 115 people in a town of 10,000 apply for the job. And it was not a pretty time. It wasn't a great time to open a practice. It wasn't a great time to try to make a living as a chiropractor, and that was okay with me, because if we look back in my history, I grew up very poor. Bob and Stu are my brothers. We all grew up poor in a not great neighborhood in New York City, and we joke about it now, but truly, you know, we didn't have enough money to pay attention. So hard times were all I really knew, and as a result, I didn't feel like I was suffering. I felt like this was how it is, and this is what you do. Well, we went from zero to over 300 patient visits a week in this town of 10,000 people, 400 patients a week the second year, 500 the third year, and that was what I was comfortable with. It was also a very reasonable balance, Matt, because by the time I left town, we had seen 80% of the population. And so I really had to balance between acquisition of new patients and educating the patients I had, because if I didn't educate them, I was going to run out of people. And we had a fabulous time in practice. Half of our patient volume were kids. We did deal with insurance to some degree, but it was largely cash. And we had a great ride. And fast forward to 95, moved from Michigan to California, came out here with a boatload of dough, and very quickly made huge business mistakes. And found myself, and not many people know this, but you asked my story, and so here it is. Found myself with my wife sitting in front of a bankruptcy attorney, and we qualified. And I couldn't pull the trigger on bankruptcy because I knew I had followed a formula to become successful. I knew even though I lost everything, if I followed that formula, I could be successful again. And so for our listeners out there, that's an important piece of this equation. There are a lot of people who've never suffered, and that doesn't mean that they don't have an important story to tell. There are a lot of people who've been successful and have no idea why, and that doesn't mean that they don't have valuable information for you also. But I've been to the bottom, and I've been to the top, and I've been back to the bottom, and I'm back on the top, and I know how to create success on purpose and by design. And that's what I help people do. So currently coaching, patient education, technique, as you mentioned, 2 years ago started a media business that we've been in a consultation with the two of you about. And I'm just excited to be here. And, Matt, by the way, congratulations. That's awesome, being honored by the EPA. So happy to be here.
Awesome. We're just as happy or more happy to have you here. And so let's go ahead and get started. What a passionate story. You radiate passion. And so we appreciate you taking the time to be here. I know you stay really busy with everything that you do. We're going to get in at, towards the end. We're going to get into some more details exactly about the project that you're in and your technique that you use, because I personally use it and I think it's unbelievable. But now let's get into the first question. And so a lot of times what's cool about this type of program with the Ask campaign is that we get people to, you know, that have just started out, and people that are about to start, students, and people that have been in practice for a long time that are successful, maybe want some more pearls, or people that have been in practice for a long time maybe are sort of burnt out. So this is so cool because we get people from the very top to the very bottom. But this first one sounds like it's from a student. And first they give us a little shout out to me and Randy and Deborah and Steve. So what are your top 10 business pearls for a graduating chiropractic student, young doctor, slow in practice, an established practitioner to run a profitable family wellness practice in our culture and time?
Great question. You have about 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, that's four questions, Matt, the way I heard it.
I know,
you know,
right?
What are my top 10 recommendations for a student? What are my top 10 recommendations for a young doctor who's just kind of squeaking by? What are my top 10 recommendations for an established practitioner? Sounds like they want the formula.
They want a cliff. They need the cliff notes, Doc.
Okay. Well, here's the You know, I mentioned a success formula, and it's something that I teach my clients, and I think the success formula would be appropriate for all of these categories. I think it would be appropriate for the graduating student, the young doctor, the established practitioner, because a success formula is called a success formula because it's a formula for creating success. And you know, success is how you would define it. And based on how you would define it is how you're going to get it. So I think, Matt, what makes sense is to at least take people on a brief tour of the success formula. And if people want to know more about it, we have resources for them. So the success formula is a hierarchy. It's a recipe. And the product that it produces is success. And that's true whether you're looking at practice success, business success, personal success, financial success, whatever aspect of success is important to you, this formula will work. And so the first ingredient, and by the way, when I say hierarchy, I mean you can't mix up the order. Just because you have all five ingredients doesn't mean you're going to produce success. You must produce these ingredients in the right order. So the first order, the first item in the success formula is vision. And the question vision asks is, what exactly am I trying to produce? What exactly do I want the result of my efforts to be? And I would encourage anybody who's going to answer that question to answer it with as many specifics as possible. The one word that should never appear in your answer to vision is more. I want more money. Nebulous. Here's 2 cents. You have more money. How much more money? I want more patients. How many more? What kind of patients? This is the blueprint process. This is you creating the blueprint for your future. And so with a graduating chiropractic student, the vision might be, what would my ideal practice look like? For the young doctor slow in practice, the question might be, what would the ideal practice for me look like? And for the established practitioner, the question's the same. What would an ideal practice for me look like? And once the vision has been clarified, Matt, once all the pieces of that puzzle, once that architect's rendering is done, the next question, the next item in the hierarchy is skill. Do I have the skills, talents, and abilities necessary to take my vision and turn it into reality? And for many docs that have a lack of certainty with regard to technique, a skill might be MC2. For docs who are slow in practice, a skill might be knowing how to produce as many new patients as you want whenever you want. Might have nothing to do with their clinical skills. For people who are struggling financially, they may need business skills, and it has nothing to do with chiropractic. So what's my vision? What do I want to create? Number two, what skills, talents, and abilities will I need to have or acquire in order to create it? And when I say acquire, I don't mean that you have to have the skill. You just need to find somebody who has the skill. Okay, that's what good partnerships are made out of. You know, the partnership I have with my media company, we each bring very different skills to the table. Matt, you and Randy each bring different skills to the table. That's why it's a good partnership. And so what skills, talents, and abilities will you need to have in order to create the vision, in order to manifest the vision? Next, once you have the skills in place, the question becomes, what will motivate you? What will get you out of bed day in and day out to stay on the path, to follow your purpose, to do the things that are necessary in order to have what you say you want? And that's a critical issue. A lot of people don't have the discipline to do what needs to be done because, well, you know, maybe they don't believe they can actually have what they want. Or maybe they don't know what they want, which goes back to vision. And so what motivates you is the third ingredient. And really the best way of looking at this is to go back to your vision and ask the question, why do I want that? You know, when a new coaching client comes my way, I often ask, what kind of profit do you want your practice to produce? And more often than not, I get round numbers. You know, I'd like $1 million practice. Great. Why? Well, it's a good number. Not a good reason. Okay, why not 1.1 million? Why not 850,000? Why a million? And so motivation asks the question, why do you want what you want? Because unless you have a willingness to have what you say you want, you're not going to have the discipline to do what needs to be done. Next, once the motivation is in place, then what we need to look at are resources. And resources largely are it's the vehicle that you're going to use to get from where you are to where you want to be. So resources are human resources, financial resources, material resources. It's the physical plant of your office. It's the staff. It's the equipment that you use. It might be a patient education program. It might be a community wellness day program. Those are all resources. And the resource needs to be, or the resources need to be, appropriate for what motivates you, what skills you bring to the table, and what you're trying to accomplish. If I'm trying to get from here to New York, from California to New York, as quickly as possible, a plane would be a better resource than a car. Okay, so what are the appropriate resources? And then the last item, which is the item everyone wants first, is, well, what's the plan? What do I need to do what I want to do? What do I need to do? And that's what I think this first question is asking. What are the 10 things that I need to do if I'm a graduating chiropractic student? What are the 10 things that I need to do if I'm young and slow in practice in order to run a profitable family wellness practice? Well, the 10 things that you need to do are all dependent on your answers to the first four questions. Okay, so if you want a profitable family wellness practice, what do you need to do? You need to really scrutinize the message that you and your office portray in your community. How do you answer the phone? What kind of questions do you ask? What kind of intake form do you have? Do you have a Socratic approach in your patient education, or do you just vomit all over everybody with information that we have plenty of that they need in our minds? Okay, what kind of exam do you do? What kind of consult do you have? Are your consultation and examination conducive to creating the kind of practice that you want as opposed to the kind of practice that you were taught to create in school? Example. And, man, if I'm going too fast or giving too extensive an answer, because I know you have a lot of questions, please interrupt me.
No, you're doing great.
Thanks. All right, so here's an example, and then we'll move on to the next question. if we're trying to create a traditional practice, then I recommend that everybody do the traditional consultation that you were taught in school. That consultation is an interrogation of the patient, rapid-fire questions about the condition that has the person, and the purpose of the consultation is to con them. The purpose of the consultation is to have the patient leave the consultation with the impression, the attitude, the feeling that their problem is even worse than they thought it was, so that we could position ourselves as savior, so that they'll buy what we've got. And I have to tell you, that works great if you want a condition-based, symptom-oriented practice. If you want a family wellness practice, that's the wrong consultation. What you want to do is a prosultation. It's our term, inside joke. Okay, a prosultation is all about the person instead of about the problem. It's all about what they want to gain as a result of their interaction with you instead of what they want to lose as a result of their interaction with you.
That's great.
The prosultation has the person leave the experience going, wow, I had no idea how much they could do for me there, instead of, wow, I had no idea how messed up I was. And so your communications with patients have to be without contradiction based on what you're trying to create in your practice. And so the top 10 things, scrutinize your communications and make sure that they're producing what you want to produce. How's that? I did a half hour on one question, and I summed it up in one sentence.
That's great. That's unbelievable. Yeah, that's right on the money. I couldn't even come close to saying it as good as that. Like I said, he's a wordsmith here. And so Doc, we've got and that was from Aaron from Toronto. Thanks, Aaron. You always submit such great questions every week. We've got another one sort of on the same lines, and some of these questions sort of cross over, so we're going to touch on a couple of these things. But Jamila from Cincinnati, Ohio, she wants to know a little bit about adjusting children, making them feel comfortable. You couldn't talk to a better guy about this. What have you found the best approach when adjusting children, making them feel comfortable? And I have to add a little bit onto the end, and how much to charge them or how to talk to the family. Let's say you're there and you have Miss Jones on the table and you're adjusting her and little Johnny's there right on the side and he's sniffling or he's got a cold or she's announced that maybe he's had bad allergies. Where do you go from there, Doc?
All right, well, let me answer Jamila's question first, and then I think your question actually opens up a can of worms, and I'll spend another hour on that one. but to answer Jamila's question, how do you make kids feel comfortable in your office? What we did is we took a very slow, very eyeball-to-eyeball approach with kids, and depending on the age of the kid, we had policy in the office. So, for example, if the child was an infant and was often in a stroller, we would tell the parent, look, bring him in asleep. What we do is so gentle, I won't even wake him up. Your child will sleep through the entire experience. And by and large, we saw a lot of kids who came in asleep and left asleep. If the child is old enough to walk around, if they're a toddler, then I want to get down on one knee and look him eyeball to eyeball. I want to shake his hand. I want to as Joe Felicia, one of my mentors, used to do, I want to just kind of push his nose and see if his beeper is working. Sure. And if you can get the kid to laugh, if you can get the kid to smile, if you can have the child be comfortable with you, then everything works. And here's the inside secret on it, Jamila. Every child that sees you, I shouldn't say that, almost every child that sees you has been to the MD already. And their experience of the MD was they went in either not feeling good or feeling good, and they left screaming. Because every time they went to the MD, they got poked, they got prodded, they got stuck, and it was never a happy experience. And so one recommendation, if you have the white coat and the stethoscope, for God's sake, get rid of it. And look like a normal person in your practice so that the kids don't freak out. Number one. Number two, let them have a visit or two where you don't do anything. Let them see that it's safe, that people don't leave screaming when you're done. Offer to let them lay on the table and check their legs. If you have high lows, let them take a ride on the table. Make it a safe environment for the child. And then, perhaps more important than anything else, please have a technique that both won't hurt them and won't scare them. Rotary breaks on little ones, I'm completely opposed to. A lot of osseous adjusting that we do with little ones, if it's absolutely necessary, fine. But I would encourage you to take a very specific, very gentle approach, and I would encourage you to embrace the concept that the bravest doctor is the one who's willing to do the least. And take it slow, take it easy with these children, unless there is an emergency situation where you have to jump in. All right? And to kind of answer your question, Matt, I think if we take a same or similar approach with adults, then we don't have to convince them to let us see their kids. If mom's there with a three-month-old and you take a thumb move prone on T1 and it sounds like you just broke a handful of walnuts in her neck, she's not giving you that baby. It's not happening. And so I think if we take a clinical approach that's honoring to our patients and honoring to their bodies, they're more than happy to have you honor their children as well.
Very good point. Well, Doc, the next question we have is actually from Melissa from Pennsylvania, and some great questions packed in here. The main thing in the beginning she wants to talk about is more like the financial conversation, how to gain their acceptance, talking about fees, talking about how much to charge, how to communicate the fees. And then she blends into a multiple type question, and she's talking about what she does in her examination. So maybe you can expand on your examination. Talks about the substation, which I use a lot, and you're one of the reasons why, because you've introduced that to me many years ago, and it's been such a great tool in my office. So let's talk about, and then in the end she's been using your success kit and getting great success with it. So, I hope I led you in the right direction. I know it's action packed here, but can you lead us through that answering that those multiple questions?
Yeah, I can. Except, let me say this, Matt. If Melissa has the success kit, and Melissa's listening, then one of the things that she got with the success kit were tools and products that deal with vision. Deal with skill, deal with motivation, deal with resources, deal with creating an action plan. And so I would encourage her to really take a look at that stuff. There's also a marketing boot camp as part of that success kit that's going to cover a lot of conversation about fees and how to determine your fees and what marketing is all about. And so, A, I'm going to encourage Melissa to use our private consult that she has with me that's part of that kit to get a lot of the personal questions here answered. Let me start, and we'll see how much time we have. Let me start with how to, what kind of financial conversation should you have with people? What should it entail? What's the skinny on fees? If I understood right. And so the first thing I would say about this is fees, in my mind, should be also without contradiction. And so the piece of that equation, quite frankly, is this. The piece of the equation is if you couldn't afford to see you based on what you charge, how can you expect anybody else to afford to see you? If you would have to say no to you, how can you expect people to say yes to you? If you have no reality on your own fee, how can you have other people have a reality on your fee? It doesn't make sense. And so the first piece of this equation in my mind is, you know what? Have a fee that people can afford. Have a fee that will allow you to build the kind of practice that you want to build and the kind of business that you want to have. And so typically what we do with practitioners when it comes to this is this. we asked them, from a business standpoint, how much revenue do you need your practice to produce for you to have the life and lifestyle that you ever wanted to have? And then the second question is, how many people are you willing to care for, are you willing to serve, in order to earn that much money? And if you want a family wellness practice, and we're talking about family fees, then you would divide that number of people by four, and that's how many families you need to attract to your practice. If you then divide the number of families into the dollars, you'll know what you need to charge a family in order to get where you want to go. And then all you have to do is look and see, is that a fee that people in my community could afford? Is that a fee that I could afford, especially if you want a cash practice, if you want cash, you know, a cash program, a cash fee, as opposed to a subsidized fee? And so with that in mind, the first step here is to have confidence and certainty that you've created a fee and a fee system that people in your community could say yes to. Unless you do that, you're going to be fumbling for words all the time, and you're going to try to sell people something that you wouldn't be able to buy. And so that's the first step here. And it has nothing to do with the conversation with patients. It has to do with the conversation with yourself. Now, that said, creating value for the service that you render is a process. It's not an event. It's something that takes place over the course of the first 1, 2, 3, 4 visits. It may take place over the course of the first 1, 2, or 3 months. And so for many of you, you're trying to do what I tried to do and was successful at the first number of years of my practice, which is enrolling people in a year of care on their second visit. I have to tell you, it's a stressful thing. People look at you like you're selling them the farm, and quite honestly, you find yourself married to people that you didn't particularly care for. Our approach was to offer people a choice between minimum care, which they have a hard time believing you're even going to offer them, and what you would consider to be optimum care. And optimum care, in my mind, is the care necessary to get them to a maintenance or wellness level and give them the choice. I love the idea of people taking my minimum care choice, because that would give me 12 adjustments or 12 visits to educate them enough to create the value enough to then sit down and talk to them about what family care would look like over the course of the long term, that we had taken the time and put forth the energy and the effort in order to create family fees that we felt were extremely affordable. We had two different plans that were available, which one would work best for them. And now, you're still creating the long-term program, but people will thank you for going out of your way to figure out how to make it as affordable to them as possible, because they have great value on you and the service that you're providing, rather than attempting to sell them something that they're in no position to understand or appreciate. Here's another hit on that. Oftentimes, we make recommendations during our report of findings to a population that has no ability to comprehend what the heck we're talking about, because, you know, we schedule them for a health class after the report of findings. I can't tell you how many docs I coach or can't come to me to coach who do a health class after the report of findings. Matt, it's backwards. The purpose of the healthcare class is to give people the fundamental, basic, philosophical, and factual understandings so that they have a sense of who we are, what we do, and how we can contribute to their life and lifetime. To do that or attempt to coerce people to attend that after you've told them what your recommendations are is backwards. They found out what you want them to do. They've made an unqualified decision about whether or not they are going to do it. And then we try to drag them to a class that they don't think that they need to go to because, frankly, they didn't understand your report of findings. So, Melissa, the best answer I can give you to the question is A, create value. B, do a health class before your reported findings. And C, make fee recommendations that you could afford so that you'll have some reality on your fee. Matt, was there something else in that question that you wanted me to address? I have no idea how many questions are still on the table.
Well, no, that was great advice. So when you were in practice, how often did you do your healthcare class?
Well, that's a big question. We did a new patient class every week.
Okay.
We did an advanced class every week. And the advanced class, you know, and this is probably more valuable for you than a new doc. You know, I don't know what kind of volume you're seeing, Matt, but I assume you're seeing good numbers. And the biggest challenge you have is not in processing new patients. The biggest challenge you're going to have is a similar problem that I had, which was, you know, we did 40 re-exams or more every week.
Yeah.
And to sit down and spend even 5 minutes going over those results with an active patient in the middle of care in your practice, for me, would have taken up a whole half day. Well, that half day was worth thousands of dollars to me. And so what we did is we had a second class every week on one of a dozen different topics that after the class, and it was brief, 20 to 30 minutes, we took all the people who had been reexamined that week and the previous week, and we sat them down and we taught them how to read their paperwork. We taught them how to look for the trend that they were experiencing in their health, and based on the trend, determined what we were going to do next and what our recommendations were. So, for example, if a patient's health was deteriorating from the last exam to today's exam, we really need to meet one-on-one and decide what I need to do differently and what they need to do differently to get them back on the right track. So those people got a private consultation after this group. For those who were flatlined, meaning they weren't improving and they weren't deteriorating, it was very simple. If maintaining where you're at is what you wanted to achieve, you've achieved it. Don't change anything, and we'll keep checking from time to time to make sure that you're maintaining. If, on the other hand, you want to be growing your health, you're interested in lifestyle changes that you can embrace that would actually get you off this plateau and have your health continue to improve year after year after year, then we're going to start consulting with you on a regular basis about lifestyle changes that you can embrace. CLA's Creating Wellness program is perfect for that. It's perfect for a lot of things, but it's perfect for that. If someone is showing improvement from this exam to the last exam, the consultation was a no-brainer. You're doing the right thing. You're in the right place. Don't change anything. We're doing great. Okay? And so it was very easy to hold a five-minute consult for 40 people, and it really didn't take any more effort. And if I'm going to take 20 or 30 minutes with these people, let me educate them. So let me do a class on stress, a class on kids, a class on pregnancy and breastfeeding, a class on science, a class on health development, a class on mastery, health mastery, or whatever classes you have, a class on ADD, a class on different health issues or health problems, a class on, cooking for a healthy life or a lifestyle, a class on the 100-year lifestyle, whatever it is that floats your boat that your people are interested in. And as a result, we had two very different programs every week, one for new patients, one for established patients. And on a monthly basis, we had a program called CHAPS. And you didn't ask me about this, but it comes to mind, Matt, and I think people will find this valuable. When it comes to marketing a practice, you can market a practice based on events, and they work, and chiropractors use these all the time. Health talks, screenings, community wellness days, those are events, and they're great at pouring people into the practice. They're great at lead creation. And the problem with events, if there is a problem, is if it works, and most of them do, you have to do it again for it to work again. I loved creating alliances within my community, and what community Wellness Day also gives people the opportunity to do is create alliances within their community, which is the aspect of it that I actually love the most. So what we did is we had a program called CHAPS, called Community Health Awareness Program Series. And what we did with CHAPS is on a monthly basis, we had a guest speaker come in and talk to our people, their people. We marketed it. They marketed it. It appeared in the FYI or community calendar section of the newspaper. And we had a guest lecture. The exchange for speaking to my folks was, I wanted to go speak to yours. The result of that was it allowed me 12 outside talks every year with people who wanted to have a relationship with me. And as a result, we used those to build alliances. And what alliances allowed us to do eventually was this. If I could count on each person I had or business that I had an alliance with to send me two or three or four new patients a month, and I had a dozen or two dozen alliances, I never had to look for a new patient again. And so for me, I'd rather invest my time and energy in creating relationships and alliances that would continuously feed my practice than to have to continuously go out there and market for my practice. So I think Community Wellness Day provides a great service from the point of view of it not only being an event, but also an opportunity for the docs who get involved in it to create alliances within their community. And indeed, that's what I spend a good deal of time coaching my clients about, how to take these event-based approaches and turn them into processes that pay off for them all year long. So, a question no one asked, but I thought it was important.
Doc, that's brilliant. I like every bit of what you said there. Now, we're running a little short on time, and I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to talk about how people can get a hold of you and the different things that you're doing out there. Can you answer one question in a nutshell? I can't pass this one up, but it talks about Insight Subluxation, MyoVision, thermal scanning, stuff like that. How important that is that to you?
Well, if the question is, would I ever practice without a substation? No, is the answer. I would never practice without one. Okay, because while I practiced for many years with X-ray in order to show people what the structure was, in order for them to have a visual of what it is was wrong and what we were doing and how neglect had affected their system, the subluxation station allows me to show people in no uncertain terms the impact stress has had on their nervous system. And if I had to choose between X-ray and a subluxation station, I would choose the subluxation station. If I didn't have to choose, I would do both.
That's great. And one person asked, that sort of the, it's William from Fort Wayne asked, thanks for your question, guys, and sort of the difference between maybe MyoVision or Insight. Do you have a preference on that?
Well, I do. I certainly have a bias. A number of years ago, a long time ago, I actually ordered a MyoVision, and for personal reasons, I didn't like it. I can't speak to what the MyoVision looks like today. I have no idea how it compares to the one I looked at years and years and years ago. The system that I know is the subluxation station, and I know the subluxation station because it comes from a company that does more to support chiropractic and chiropractor's success than any other company that I've ever really met. What Drs. Kent and Jen Tempo have done over the years that I've been associated with them, and for me, that's 20 years now, is they've continuously gone out of their way to give back to the profession, to support the profession, to provide programs and products for the profession that were designed to pull the profession into this millennium. And up until the time I ran into them, everybody I had met as well-intentioned as they were trying to push chiropractic forward. I think it's an appropriate analogy that they were trying to pull it forward. And my hat's off to both of them. My allegiance and my loyalty is to both of them. And if you're asking me which you should buy a subluxation station.
Absolutely. And you know, it's not just – it's the – you know, the equipment is one thing. You know, I like the substation better. But the support is – there's no comparison. And the people that are behind it is no comparison. I've had both. Just 4 years ago, I had both equipments. Both pieces of equipment, I've tried them both. And they both work pretty good, but the support is unbelievable. The education, the training – the backing, it's just unbelievable. And if you need any intro into somebody over at CLA, I've got a great guy here, Brock Brasho. He's the one who that does a lot of the work and has sold me my equipment, and I've bought so much equipment from him. So if you need that intro, just shoot me or Dr. Randy or Dr. Steve email, and we'll get you set up with somebody that can do an intro for you. Doc, you know, I appreciate so much your time coming on and taking the time away from your busy coaching and everything that you do. So that leads into, you know, can you tell us the projects you have going? Can you tell us how to get a hold of you? Can you tell us I use your MC squared. It's amazing. It just brings so much certainty and so much great results. Can you talk to us about all that stuff for us?
Sure. My favorite topic next to talking about me. All right. So I guess how to reach me first, and then we'll talk about these other programs and projects. The best way to reach me is by email, and the best email to reach me on is DRSTEVE, so Dr. Steve, at DRSTEVEHOFFMAN.com. So Dr. Steve at DrSteveHoffman.com. Pretty easy to remember. You're welcome to call. I'm on the phone almost constantly, so if you do, you're likely to get voicemail, but I do answer my voicemail. So best number to reach me is area code 760-208, and another number, easy to remember, 1895. And by all means, leave your name and number, what you're calling about, and someone from my office or myself will get back in touch with you. Website, drstevehoffman.com is one website, and on the website there are lots of places for you to contact me. The free stuff area of the website gives you a place to ask me a question and receive free materials from us. We have a free practice development newsletter that goes out every week that's free to the profession. All you have to do is ask for it. We have tons of free material on the free page. I invite you to go up and go get some. As far as MC2 is concerned, there is information about MC2 on drstevehoffman.com. There's also information about MC2 at MC2 Technique, and we spell it TECHNIC.com. It's a website that we have just for MC2, and there are MC2 seminars that happen largely by invitation. I'll be giving a one-day intensive in Florida on the 24th of this month. I'll be doing a one-day intensive in Central Coast of California on May 1st. We're negotiating with Michigan to be the headline speaker at their convention the first weekend in October. I'm scheduled to speak in Europe in September. And if you want an MC2 technique seminar in your town, in your community, contact me. We'll talk about what it takes to sponsor one or put one together. I have other instructors as well. And so if I'm not available, there are instructors available to teach in your community if you wish. The whole technique is also available on DVD. It's live footage from a live seminar. It's not a studio abbreviated version, so you get 12 hours of me. And that's available on my website in the online store at drstevehoffman.com. Coaching. Coaching is mastery coaching. You get me. I don't have coaches that work for me. I don't have coaches who work out of my playbook. My worldview about coaching is that if you want to get to the mountaintop, you want somebody who's been there and can take you there, as opposed to somebody who's read the book from somebody who's been there and hopes that they can take you there. It's just my personal feeling on it. On the free area of my website is an audio on coaching, and it talks about the three major coaching models out there, one-on-one coaching like I do, one-on group coaching that most of the big companies do, web-based coaching, which has become very popular in the last year or two. And what we talk about very objectively is what's the upside, what's the downside to each of these models. You know, just because I do a particular type of coaching doesn't mean it's the right model for you. By the same token, just because you're in a coaching program doesn't mean it's the right program for you. So what we offer everyone who's interested is a half-hour coaching call with me, on me, and just go to, again, go to the website. We have a drop-down menu for a free coaching call. There's a questionnaire. Fill it out. I'll get it. And my office will contact you, and we'll set up a free half-hour call to see if we're a good fit. And if we are, great, and if we're not, hopefully you got something valuable out of that half hour, and no harm, no foul. Perhaps a different program would be better for you. My expectation is that we'll be a good fit, and so it depends on what your expectation is. Matt, the big project that we started 2 years ago that we're in discussions with you about, that we're really rolling out through personal contacts like you at this stage, although we're in negotiations with national associations to roll this thing out state by state, is something I'm very excited about, and it's really the fulfillment of a career-long dream, which is to have the public develop an innate awareness. You know, we try to adjust everybody, but unless they have an innate awareness of really the value that we bring to the table, very, very difficult to build the kind of practice that everyone seems to say that they want to have. And so I spent an entire career educating my patients, educating my public, helping chiropractors educate their patients and their public, and decided 2 years ago that the only way to get that to the mountaintop was to recognize that docs are already full. They're already doing what they do, and that's what they do, and that's it. And the best service that I could provide this profession is to not teach them how to better communicate with their patients and their public, but to actually do it for them. And so we created Second Cousin Media. And what Second Cousin Media is about is, do a program like Community Wellness Day. Do an outside talk. Do an outside screening. Do all the things that you currently do. And get all the things that you currently get. Matt, you're going to have 4,000 people, hopefully, at your next event. But how many of them are going to become patients? 400? 400 would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about the other 3,600 that weren't in a position to say yes to you? That's what the system that we created is all about. It's a system to take the leads, take the people who weren't in a position to say yes to you at the event, and maintain a communication with them, maintain and build an association with them, so that when they think health, they think you. And when they think you, they think health. And you're welcome to learn all the pieces of the system, but the only thing we really need you to do is upload the contact information for the patient. We don't even need their last name, first name and email, and we will do all the heavy lifting. We will do all the work for you. It's a no-brainer turnkey opportunity. And right now, it's an opportunity for early adopters. because in the next few months, as this thing rolls out big time, you know, you can join the wave with everybody else, or you can be ahead of the wave. And we both know from a surfing analogy, you want to be where? Ahead of the wave. So that's the big project that we have right now. Let me give people two places to look at what it is we're doing. And then anything else you want to talk about today, I'm game.
Okay.
The master website for the media company is health, H-E-A-L-T-H, news, N-E-W-S, podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T.com. Go on up there, look around, see what's what. I'll also give you my landing page for the company. Go there, put your name and email address in, and start experiencing how the system works. Because I won't even know you're there, and you're going to start getting stuff from me on a regular basis. Good news? Look at it. See what's valuable there. See if there's something of interest. See what the delivery vehicle looks like to you. See if you like it. You don't like it? Opt out. You're done. It's simple. So my page is S. Hoffman. So that's S-H-O-F-F-M-A-N dot health news podcast, same as before, dot info, as opposed to dot com. So S. Hoffman dot health news podcast dot info. And go take a look. It's we're hooked into the social media. There are lots of ways for us to communicate your message to your public without you raising a finger other than to provide us the contact information. So you're right. I'm a busy boy. Lots of stuff on the table, all of which is designed in my own way to help move this profession forward. So, Matt, I appreciate you not only inviting me but giving me a few minutes to talk about what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think moving the profession forward is an understatement. Thank you so much for all that you do. Guys, I've known Dr. Steve for quite some time now, and I've seen him at multiple platforms, and I first met him through his DVD and the MC Squared seminar that he did, and then and it just drew me closer to him. His passion, his vision is just unbelievable. I've not seen anybody quite touch it yet. And so I always go wherever I can go to hear him talk. He's got some great products, whether it's as minimal as getting the DVD and looking at this MC Squared. It's just an unbelievable technique that takes you to more of a three-dimensional type chiropractic technique, adjusting analysis. It's brilliant. And if he ever comes to your town for his MC Squared technique or anywhere close, you need to make it. It'd be worth it for you. It's a fairly short seminar compared to what's out there, but it's not just a technique. It's not just an analysis. It's a headspace that he brings with his experience that just sort of rocks your world. So I recommend that. I recommend, you know, when he talks about this free stuff, and he gives really, really good free stuff. Can you tell us one more time where they can go for that free stuff?
Sure. Go to drstevehoffman.com. And on the front page is a quick link to a page called Free Stuff. And there's tons of free stuff up there. But, you know, Matt, I was thinking while you were explaining that, there's one thing I'd like to suggest to people, because I think it was Melissa who had the success kit. And really, if there's one product other than coaching, other than technique that I would encourage listeners to invest in, it's the success kit. However, go up, look. We have three different kits up there. And for those of you who are attracted to this, please don't buy it. Yeah, you heard me right. Don't buy it off the website, because the website price for the product that I want you to have is $899. When I do a live program, we offer a very special price that's significantly less than that. And we even offer people a way and means of paying for it monthly for pennies. And so if you're interested in the success kit, email me and say, Dr. Steve, I was on the call with Dr. Matt and Dr. Randy. I'm interested in the special that you have on the success kit, and I'll be in touch, and I'll take you through it. And if it's right for you, it's right for you. So,
excellent. And,
anyway, sorry.
And you know, thanks for that. And you know, Steve, there's a couple questions we didn't get to. We're going to go ahead and email that to you tomorrow. You might want to, if you'll just reach out to those people and answer those couple questions that were left. There's about a handful of them. And then,
there's more.
Yeah, there's more. and thanks, guys, for your feedback and sending those questions. Keep sending the questions in. We're going to try our best to answer them all. If not, we'll answer you in person. But the one last thing I wanted to say, a couple last things are, you know, his marketing program that he has with his cousin is unbelievable. I mean, they've got it figured out, and I couldn't even explain it, but I've gone through the program. I've used it a little. I mean, it works. It really does work. They've really got it all figured out. If you want to really reach your market, they can do it in many different ways. So that's been a program. I know that there's not anything around it that touches it. So that's awesome. And then the last thing is, for those of you on the webcast, on the bottom right, there should be a link there that will draw you to Dr. Steve Hoffman's website and his products and stuff like that. And so also for those of you who are time-shifting this and are listening to this after the fact, that on the webcast you should still have that. But if not, you can go to what leaders in the profession are saying about our program on communitywellnessday.com. And you can find Dr. Steve's all his contact information, his picture, a little testimonial there, and you can get in contact with him too if you don't get a chance to get in contact with him firsthand there. Dr. Steve, anything else? Any last comments?
Yeah, I think the last comment that I'd really like to make is, if any of the listeners out there haven't yet enrolled in Community Wellness Day, what could you be thinking? You know, in my day and time, something like this where people who've figured it out, who can give you a timeline, who can give you the nuts and bolts, the plan, if you will, to do all the things that are necessary to pull off this event and make it successful didn't exist. We had to fly by the seat of our pants. And quite honestly, I see this as a huge positive investment for people because of the hybrid nature of it, meaning not only will it bring people and create awareness, not only will it create new ones, but it will also create an opportunity for you to build alliances with appropriate other business people in your community so that you can make arrangements with them. Two examples, Matt. One, you mentioned a company, Shred It, who is a nationwide company that have local companies all over the country, right?
Correct.
Which means they have employees all over the country. What if, as a result of their interaction with you for your event, you said to them, look, I would like to provide a health and lifestyle tip to every employee of Shred It, no matter what part of the country they're in, and it won't cost your company a dime. What do you think? Why would they say no to that? Okay. And using our system to communicate that to all the employees of Shred It works because we don't charge by the person. Okay. It's not one fee for 50 people and another fee for 50,000 people. The fee is the same. Now, once the people at Shred It start receiving the message, Shred It might want to know, how can I use this kind of system to communicate with all the Shred It around the country? And how can each Shred It use the system to communicate with all their employees within that town? So this is a viral approach. And what if the chiropractic message were co-opted with Shred It's message to their employees? What if their message of the week was brought to them by the management and community wellness chiropractors nationwide?
Amazing.
Now you're making an impact, baby.
Amazing.
And so, you know, you've created a huge opportunity here to not only have a huge local impact, but a huge national impact and international impact as well. So, for my dollar, Community Wellness Day is absolutely something that every practice should embrace. So those are my final words. What do you think?
Thanks, Doc. I appreciate the feedback on that. And what's so neat is, like, I'd have to agree with you 100%. I'm working with AT&T, and they're like, well,
hello.
Where can we find another doctor like you? I can find you one. Let me make a few phone calls. So I call up and find doctors a little north of me, a little south of me. And I'm like, so they see my technology. They see the communication that we're doing back and forth. And they're like, oh, can we do another one? I talked to the EPA today, and I'm like, that one of the heads of the EPA Children's Enrichment Program. And I'm like, Diana, we teach doctors all around the country, United States and Canada just right now, but it's going to be all around the world here pretty soon. But we just sort of limited that so we could stay focused and make it successful. But we have other doctors that we want to model the program that me and you have going right here. She goes, oh my goodness, that would be such a huge thing for us. You would be doing such great things for us. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh. I can't believe she just said that. You know what I mean? So it's just awesome to be able to open the door and spread, number one, the message of that chiropractors aren't just back pain and neck pain, and that we change lives and we work with the nervous system and lifestyle stuff. And number two, just sort of helping people get their model of their lifestyle, get the model of health away from sick care and more into more health care. So that's what's so exciting about it. But, Doc, thanks so much for coming on. I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate it, and thanks for a lot.
Well, I love you, and I love you for all you do, and I really appreciate you inviting me. And, Matt, sometime real soon, the three of us, you, Randy, and I, really need to clear some time in our schedule and have a serious talk with Alan so that we can take what you're doing and really amplify it and blow the doors off this thing.
Yeah,
so,
Doc.
That's my open invitation. We'll make it happen.
Awesome, yeah, and I think we already have you guys planned for some post-event training with our docs that are already signed up. So, Doc, if you hold on for just a second, thanks so much for coming on again. Guys, thanks for being there. Sorry we ran a few minutes late, but as you can see, there's no way to bottle this guy up. He blows the doors off, and you can't really put a sensor on him. So I've enjoyed it thoroughly, every minute of it. I could go for another couple hours and just not even blink an eye, just like in the TS days, right, Doc?
Hello.
Doc.
306.
I know, exactly. So those of you guys who have been to TS, you know what we're talking about. Those of you who haven't, you need to find out what we're talking about. We can find you ways to do that. Doc, if you'll hold on the line for just a second. Guys, thanks so much. We look forward to talking with you guys next week. Please make sure to get your questions in. As you can see, the questions take a while to get through, but they're good answers, and we crossed over on some of them to answer all the questions. But we'll get back to you on the ones we haven't. Get your questions in soon. We look forward to talking with you guys next week, and thanks so much for being on. Thanks, guys.